boss up. Hey boss, hey, how are you today? It's your girl, LaShonda Henry here, aka Sister Sense. And today, what I want to do is to inspire you to get back on track with a quick boss up back on track challenge. So let's jump right in. The first thing that I want you to do is to pick one of the following words that resonate the most with you, okay? One of these. Number one. Your offers. Number two, content. Number three, cash flow. Number four, credibility. Number five, visibility. And number six, sustainability. So when it comes to you and what you're trying to do as a serious boss entrepreneur, I want you to explore one of these challenges today. But the first thing that we've got to do is identify one of these words that is your word, your focus word for today. Okay. So the first one is offers. And this is especially important for those who are looking to work on new irresistible offers for your audience, number one. So if that's you, then your word would be offers. Number two, content. The kind of content that you create to market and grow your following. If that is your focus for today, awesome. Okay. Number two, content. Number three, cash flow. You are in a space where you're looking to grow your cash flow to actually bring in that money, bring in that revenue. So number three for you would be cash flow. Number four, credibility. You're looking for more people to see you as their go-to, right? So building your credibility, your authority as an expert. Number four. Number five, visibility. You want more people to see what you're up to get a sense of who you are and what you do, right? Growing your visibility. Number five, sustainability. Number six, you want to be able to create a business that not only starts, but sustains. You want to create a sustainable business that brings in everyday sales, sustainability. Now, believe you me, I get it if all of these resonate with you. But okay, today, what we've got to do is identify one of these focus words if you really want this back on track challenge to work for you. Okay? So without further ado, pick your word. Offers. Content. Cash flow. Credibility, visibility, sustainability. Yes. Power pause if you need to give yourself a few minutes to figure out which of these work for you. Okay, so literally pause me if you need to. If not, we are ready to dive into the next part of today's Back on Track challenge. Okay, so first thing here is offers. If you are in a space where you say, okay, LaShonda, I am ready to take my next best step when it comes to creating irresistible offers for my audience. Well, okay. I personally believe that books build businesses. And so what I've actually done is created an easy ebook challenge for you. So literally today you can map out and move forward with an irresistible ebook offer for your audience. So if you would like to see how to use this easy ebook challenge, make sure that you follow the link or go to sistersense.com/write-this. Okay. So if you chose offers, if that's your focus word for today, then I challenge you to work on the Write This Easy Ebook Challenge, which is literally sitting and waiting for you, again, over at sistersense.com/write-this. But of course, you can also click the link here too. Okay. Number two, content. Content. If you are looking to grow your following, to attract more likes, more followers, more interest around sticking around you, right? Staying connected and checking out the things that you do, especially on your social media platforms. Today, I challenge you to create a tutorial. So for example, right now you are checking in with me because this is an opportunity for me to teach you something, to add value, to inspire you to get up and do something that your future self will thank you for, right? So in that same way, I want you to explore one tutorial that you can put together and share with your audience today, okay? One how-to tutorial. Now, think about a particular topic that you could potentially teach today, okay? Now, with respect to that particular topic, let's talk about what I call the ABCs of content creation. There are a couple of things that you could potentially do once you identify the particular tutorial topic that you want to focus on today, okay? So you could start with the A's. You could make an article, right? You could write an article tutorial today, or consider A and number two, which I think might be that A for you, which is to follow me and create audio. Audio is a great way to grow, a great way to go when it comes to quickly creating quality content for your audience, right? So today, once you identify a tutorial that you want to work on, you can either write an article, or maybe do an audio, okay? So think about either writing an article or creating an audio to teach in some way a specific topic to your audience today. So let's keep talking about these possible ABCs to content creation, specifically when it comes to thinking about creating a tutorial today, okay? Possibly you can do a B book. An ebook, a short information-packed ebook tutorial, or a blog post. So taking that article and posting it on your blog so that you can share it with your readers and potential followers, especially if you're looking to grow with respect to SEO. The more quality, searchable content that you share, especially for those out there looking for how-to tutorials, the better you can get at building content and building your following too, right? So articles and audios A, books or blog posts B, C for me, maybe you want to do a class, right? Teach a class, a video-based webinar style class where you can break down your tutorial, whether you choose to do that class live or pre-recorded is up to you. Or number two, C for me, courses, and not necessarily like a full-blown high ticket takes you forever to build course, but potentially putting together within a few hours or a few days a mini course where again you can break down a specific type of thing your target audience is looking to do and then share that tutorial that you've created. Right? So when it comes to the ABCs of content creation, specifically thinking about creating a content style tutorial today, the A's, articles and audios, some of those B's, books and blog posts, and then of course the C's, classes or courses, specifically a mini course. Now, I would love to help you when it comes to this particular one right here. So I'll say this, the fastest thing to do is to start with the A's. The B's and the C's take a little bit more time, but depends upon how quickly it takes you to create content. Okay. But if you really want to start fast and complete this particular challenge today, I say start with either an article or an audio. Now, again, audios for me are a great way to grow. And if you'd like to learn more about creating digital dollars through audio, I actually have a book on digital dollars, audio-based digital products that you can create that people actually want to try and or by. So if you'd like to look into other things you can do to generate digital dollars and grow with audio, simply go to SZAZAZ.com/BUBADP, which stands for Boss Up Books Audio Digital Products. You can either write that down or follow the links that I've shared with you here to again visit SZAZAZ.com/BUBADP to review different audio-based digital products that you can create, quickly create, and sell online or offer to people to try online to create better quality content for your community. Number two. Number three, cash flow. If you are looking to work on bringing in revenue, right? Work on your cash flow goals. Here's one strategy that I can share with you. I like to call this one come back coupons. So I want you to think about your existing customer base, previous customers who've worked with you, and give them an opportunity to come back and work with you again. So today, your challenge would be to create a comeback coupon for your community. Okay, so think about that. Specifically, consider creating an awesome reduced rate comeback coupon that is less than $10. So it is a low price point, no-brainer that gets people excited about working with you. Now, let's talk about this particular activity. Even if you don't have customers to come back to you, let's talk about how you could use this same concept to generate cash flow too. When it comes to attracting more customers to you, specifically new customers, I always like to say give people an opportunity to try a little before they buy more. So consider crafting a $5 offer. So this is an opportunity for you to share either a sample or a small part or a reduced rate coupon for something meaningful that you would like to offer to potential customers, right? So a lot of people, I'm sure even you, right, can't pass up a really good offer when it comes to trying out somebody new. So a no-brainer, low price point, right? Low risk, irresistible offer. So I am a visual girl, and if you are a visual guy or girl too, and you would like a few examples of how you could potentially put together a comeback coupon or a $5 offer, meet me over at SZAZAZ.com/5DOE. Now, not the word five, but the number five, okay? So either follow the link or the sound of my voice today and write down or click to go to SZAZAZ.com/5DOE, which stands for $5 offer examples. I lead by example. So if you're looking for a few awesome examples of $5 offers or comeback coupons that you could potentially put together today, go over to SZAZAZ.com/5DOE. And of course, while you're there, if you have any questions for me, you can always email SZAZAZAZ@gmail.com. You can take advantage of the resources that I share there, number two. And number three, as you're on the SZAZAZAZ.com website, you can always click the gray tab on the right to send me a voice message. Number four, credibility. Credibility. You want to be their go-to person. You want to be seen as an expert. So your challenge today is to identify one topic, okay? One topic that you want to be known for. So my wheelhouse, my area of love, my superpower is QCQC, quickly creating quality content. So being a content coach, one of the things that I love to talk about and teach around is content creation, right? I want you to think about one particular core area that you want to be known as an expert in. Okay, that's the first step. So when it comes to building your credibility, especially being able to create content that more people can find you around, your challenge today is an article marketing challenge. Okay, I want you to sit down and write anywhere between one to potentially writing 5 articles today on that one area of focus that you want to be known as an expert for. So that's your challenge for today, okay? Article marketing is actually a great way to, number one, build your authority, right? So people see you as an expert, an authority on that particular subject. When you write more articles consistently, especially on the blog section of your website, I'm a web designer, so I know this stuff. I'm a techie girl. Working on more written content on your website, that is fundamentally the heart of SEO, search engine optimization. More quality content on your website, more people linking to that quality content on your website brings more traffic back to you. So if you say, LaShonda, I need to know how to make SEO help me grow my business and my credibility, the best strategy is to work on creating more article content, to work on creating more information that's searchable from your target audience. These are people who go on Google and other platforms, and they're searching for your kind of content, which means you need to write more content more often, right? So if article marketing is something that you would like to do, I've actually got a space for you. You can go over to usizzlesense.com/AMME, which stands for Article Marketing Made Easy. I want to make this an easy process for you. Now, of course, your challenge for today is to focus on writing your 3 to 5 articles, right? You know, if just one, that's okay. But see if you can kind of stretch yourself to get to 3 or even 5 today. And if you're looking for smart ways to map out 100 pieces of content today or get into an article marketing rhythm, okay, make sure that you go over to sizzlesense.com/AMME so I can talk more to you about article marketing made easy. Number 5, visibility. So, of course, you know there's a lot of things that you can do to potentially become more visible today, okay? But what I want to do is challenge you to grow with video. Video is all the rage, especially micro video content that you can post on platforms like TikTok or Facebook or YouTube, all the things, Instagram, all the things. So if you are looking to grow with video, grow relatively quickly without having to pull out your hair or break the bank, then today what I want to do is share a really easy Reels challenge with you. Okay, so here it is. In a nutshell, today I challenge you to create a 10-second video, okay? A really simple 10-second video. No, you do not have to get in front of the camera. All you actually have to do is to use video and then put text on top of that video to create a 10-second reel and share that with your audience. This is what I call one of my favorite reel easy Reels activities. Now, as far as the video that you put in the background, you can keep it seriously simple. You can record scenery. You can use an old video that you created. Maybe you were walking or on the beach or something like that. Or you could even use a stock video. Canva.com has a video section with thousands of stock videos that you could easily use as the background of your 10 second reel, number one. And then of course, number two, you can easily write some content around a particular topic or a message that you want to share today, and then have that content on top of the video, okay? That's an easy 10 second reel that you can make. It'll probably take you about 10 minutes to make it. You can use the Canva.com platform to create it. And then once you post it, this is actually what I call a WBT, a work in background task, which for me means that it's something that you can quickly knock out and do to intentionally have something virtually working for you, helping you work towards a goal. And in this case, your goal is to build your visibility, right? Your exposure, use video to grow your following, right? Once you take 10 minutes to knock out a quick 10 second video that could potentially help you reach millions or thousands or hundreds, you never know, right? Hundreds, thousands, millions, you really never know. When it comes to reels, it's really an organic, fast way to grow. And of course, you can post your video on, again, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, lots of places. Taking 10 minutes to do this challenge and knock it out frees up the rest of your day for you to work on other things that matter to you, right? So this is a quick, intentional WPT activity. It's a work in background task. So while you're in the foreground working on other longer projects that matter to you, right, where you are able to really flourish and be in your creative genius, you've got this awesome 10-second video working to grow your following and your visibility in the background. And of course, the more of these you can create, right? The more opportunities you have to use video marketing, reels, micro video content to grow your brand and build your visibility online one day at a time. Now, if this sounds like a great challenge for you, but creating video, micro videos, reels, or using Canva, is it something that you are used to doing, I can definitely support you. So go over to sizzlesense.com/VMME so that I can show you how to create video marketing. I can show you how to create your video content. I can talk to you about creating a video content plan. I can dig into easy reels, real easy reels, and all the things that you could potentially do when it comes to growing with video, okay? So I have a ton of classes and even templates that you can use to quickly create video content. So if you're looking for direction, training, ideas, inspiration, templates, tools, getting a better sense of even how you can customize and use a platform like Canva too. Again, I'm ready for you. I got you. Go to sizzlesense.com/VMME, which stands for Video Marketing Made Easy. Number six, sustainability. So if creating a sustainable business is currently a priority for you, creating a business that is able to sustain on a consistent basis by bringing in regular everyday sales, then here's something that you can do. Today, I actually challenge you to think about a possible subscription program that you can create. Okay. Subscription programs are great because essentially they're continuity programs where clients and customers are paying you on a monthly or on average an annual basis, which gives you an opportunity to create a foundation of customers, a group of customers who, again, are consistently paying you, which means that you don't actually have to have a huge following or actually have to get new customers to buy new things from you on a regular basis if you have a foundation, a strong following of customers who are committed to investing in your offers through a subscription program. Okay, so today I challenge you to think about a possible subscription program that you could potentially put together. Now, with over 2 decades worth of online business building experience, having spent 15 years of that actually working for myself at home, I've been able to learn a lot about creating a sustainable business. I can tell you that I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs come and go, but I am still here, and that is both a blessing but an amazing thing, because it gives me an opportunity to be able to share with you the things that I do to bring in consistent revenue. So if you are looking to create sustainability in your existing business, what you can do is actually meet me over at sissasense.com/EDSME so that I can share with you more strategies, detailed strategies, when it comes to everyday sales made easy. EDSME, everyday sales made easy, right? So it's an opportunity for us to share and talk about, number one, different subscription programs that you can start, really simple subscriptions, by the way, okay? Because there are a lot of subscription programs, and some of them take a lot of time and money and resources to put together. But I want to actually share with you simple subscription programs that you could literally start today, number one. And number two, other types of ways that you can intentionally work on creating a business that generates everyday sales, right? Being able to say that you are, number one, in a space where you've got some MMAs, money-making activities that work for you, and being in a space where you can say, number two, you got that morning money, being in a space where every day you have revenue coming into your business every single morning or at the end of the night, whatever time of the day. Okay. So talking about everyday sales, sharing different types of simple subscription programs that you could potentially start today. Those are some of the things that I want to share with you over at sissasense.com/EDSME, which stands for Everyday Sales Made Easy. So there you have it. This is your Business Boss Up Back on Track Challenge. So I had to intentionally have you pick one word, one focus word, because as you can see, there are a lot of things that you could potentially do today. Now, you could actually take this challenge a step further and pick one of these focus words every day for 5 days, or one every week for 5 weeks, and intentionally work on one of these tasks on a consistent basis. Now, of course, as I mentioned before, outside of motivating you with these action activities, micro high impact things that you can do, right? I also shared quite a few resources with you. So whether it be writing down some of the links that I mentioned or actually clicking them here, hopefully you're clear about where you can go to get more support and direction around your next best step. And of course, if you have questions for me, you can always feel free to email sissasense@gmail.com, number one. Number two, as you're here on the sissasense.com website, you can click the gray tab on the right to send me a voice message. And of course, number three, for me, it's all about community. I would love to see which of these challenges you decide to work on today. Okay, so once you dig in, go over to our Facebook group, firestarters.sissasense.com. Join the group. So there you can say, okay, here, I am in the BOT Back on Track Challenge today. Hashtag boss up, hashtag win. This is what I am going to do. I'm here for it. My community is here for it too. I want to be able to have this space where together we can work on these challenges and I can support you. So outside of one of these 6 things that you decide to do, also make sure that you are in the community over at firestarters.sistersense.com. Now, I truly, truly hope this challenge inspires you, gets you focused and fired up in some way today. Now, if I did my job and I was able to support you, I would love for you to share a little love with me. Number one, you can feel free to share this challenge with your community. Number two, you can join my text message community so I can consistently share other great challenges like this one with you. And number three, you can even buy me a coffee, right? So there's an opportunity for you to click on any of these, share it, text message community, or buy me a coffee. Feel free to support the cause, and I will continue to do what I need to do to support you and point you in the right direction. So, okay, that's it for today. Go forth, create your amazing, and I will be right back here to share more with you next time. Till then, take care.